Hi, I'm Kat.
And I'm Emma.
If you love the Dead Parent Club podcast, you can help support its future using the Acast supporter feature.
Now, it's up to you how much you give, and there is no regular commitment. So if you can and you want to, please do hit the link in the show description to support now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, welcome to the Dead Parent Club podcast, a community of like-minded young adults who are all grieving a similar loss. I'm Catherine Hooker and I speak with inspirational people from all over the world whose lives have been impacted from losing a parent at a young age. In this podcast, our guests will tell their own grief story, discussing how their losses have impacted their lives and the path they have found themselves on. We laugh, we cry, but together we've come to realise that we are far from alone in our own grief journeys.
We are more than just our bodies. We are more than just what we classify as our identity, like Tom or Alyssa or Ahmed or, you know, Andy, whatever your name may be. We're more than just that. We are a source of love. And when you can start filling yourself up with self-love and the love of others, you start to heal. It's when there is no love at all. And I know what that's like. To not have any sense of love for myself, any sense of hope for myself. And that's where I started to begin spiritually, was how was I nourishing myself?
Hi guys, I hope you're all doing well. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dead Parent Club podcast. This week, my guest is spiritual healing coach, Dana. Now, Dana is an absolute fountain of knowledge on all things spiritual healing, and she coaches people on like connecting themselves with what's going on in the universe and kind of in understanding our own connection with like every little thing that is like happening around us, particularly in terms of like the energy we're emitting and whether we're living on a high vibration or a low vibration, as well as focusing on the connection that we have within ourselves. So in this episode, we discuss the different types of therapies that are available and how spiritual healing can like really complement traditional routes like counselling, as well as providing you with the tools that you need to put in the work at home. So we talk about journaling, intuitive healing, dance therapy, breath work, and how our loved ones like really live on within us and the way that we manifest our lives. So this is the first time that I've ever had like a truly in-depth discussion about this, and it was so interesting for me to hear about kind of the day-to-day things that we can incorporate into our own lives, like to allow ourselves the room to heal and grow. And I don't know, I just really hope that you enjoy this week's episode. And you know, I think it's really important that we explore different routes, and like everybody has different ways of grieving and of healing. And I think, you know, for those of you that this will resonate with, I think you'll find this episode particularly insightful. So, yep, I'll see you all soon and we'll catch up next week. Bye. First of all, Dana, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. I am super excited to have you here. Can you please take a moment to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, everyone. My name's Dana and I'm a spiritual healing coach, and I'm so happy to actually be on the podcast. Finally, you have no idea how many attempts.
Something is so against us.
Yeah, it's been an eventful moment to jump on the podcast. And essentially what I'm going to be talking about with you today is all about spiritual healing. And I'm going to cover a few different areas of this, just so you can all keep up, like understanding loss spiritually, how intuitive healing can help find a sense of peace, navigating through the hole that has been left, essentially, how to channel energy so it's conducive for your growth rather than festering like a cancer, being able to say goodbye, and then anything to do with coaching and really intuitive healing and things that I do and offer for all the listeners and for anyone who wants my help.
Yeah, exciting. So I think, well, first of all, the best thing really to start with is, what the fuck is spiritual healing? I suppose that's what people want to know, right?
Yeah, definitely. And for me, spiritual healing, it's going to be different for everyone because, you know, I imagine you've got listeners from different faiths, different religions, you know, and spirituality is going to be completely different and for all of us. But for me, spirituality is really about that level of connection with oneness and connecting ourselves with what's going on in the universe, essentially. You know, it's understanding our connection to every living thing and that beautiful ripple effect that we have in terms of the energy that we're emitting. So are we emitting energy that's on a high frequency, which is of love, of happiness, of joy, of optimism, you know, enthusiasm? Or are we vibrating on a low vibration like grief or jealousy, envy, bitterness, anger? Because these are all very low vibrational frequencies, and you'll find it very hard to create or manifest a beautiful life in that respect. So spirituality is really about the energy that we're emitting. It's oneness, it's our connection to the source, to God, and it's our connection most importantly within ourselves and with the without going too far afield of the other spiritual realms that are out there, because of course we look at things with our own naked eye, but there's times that sometimes we might get the hairs coming up at the back of our necks because we don't feel like we're completely alone in a room. You know, you feel something else that's there, or there's different energy that completely changes around us, and it's just a wonderful reminder that that we are not really alone. There's always a connection that's actually been emitted around us that we can truly find comfort in, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, you know, this kind of thing will be really valuable because a lot of people, when they're grieving, they're recommended, you know, counselling or therapy, and there's like, you know, there's lots of different options out there. And I think it's really good to kind of explore everything. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I'm really excited to learn more about this and for you to share your knowledge about it. And I think, you know, it might be something that will really resonate with some of these listeners that haven't found the right thing for them, and they do feel really like spiritual and like there's something that they need to tap into. So I think from a grief perspective, this could be really useful
for some people. There's within their grief, there's not just loss, it's complex. There's anger, there's happiness, there's sadness, and there's a lot of different things, or regret, things that they didn't say. And I start feeling that with people. And I say, you know, it's good to have a mixture of therapies, because I truly believe that, you know, because grief is something that can be so complex, it's important to go and, you know, have not just emotional and spiritual healing with someone like me, but also to be able to speak to someone, you know, your everyday therapist who can talk you through what's going on with you mentally. Because there's a mental side of this too as well, you know, when you're overthinking, when you can't sleep, when you've got insomnia, and you know, that's very important. And then there's also therapy where, you know, someone might decide to go and have Reiki, or they might decide to go and have what it's called, like emotional tapping. So you start kind of like distracting your body, your brain to different parts of the body of what's happening, you know, in terms of your sensory system. So that's, I think that's so important.
I had somebody on the podcast very recently who really found tapping so useful. I do think it's such an interesting idea, and just like the fact that you can kind of just like move the feelings around your body. It's amazing. Like, there's so much out there.
Spiritual healing and emotional intelligence and energy frequencies, it is about moving that around the body. It's about being able to navigate your way through that. And it's really, again, I say this to everyone, is to find out what works for you, and do not be afraid to explore different things, because I feel that the traditional route can be helpful. However, there's studies that show that it can actually start reinforcing the trauma, because you're constantly speaking about it and you're not actually doing anything to get to the root of it, to heal it. Yeah. And there's a difference in that when you are doing activities to heal. So I remember myself, I've done traditional therapy, you know, counselling, and I was constantly going over what was happening and I wasn't getting the homework after, you know, exercises to start helping me put in daily practice, put in daily routines. And then I realised that for me, whilst I was doing the mental side of it, spiritually, there was a hole there. There was a sense of emptiness that was there that I just wasn't able to, I just couldn't, I can't explain. Well, most people listening to this probably can. There was nothing to hold on to. It's like falling in a rabbit hole and, you know, you wish there were walls to like hold on to and there's just nothing there. And that's what I was finding.
That's such a good description. Like, I am sure everybody here and listening could definitely resonate with that.
Because, and it's, and I just was like, where is the light? There was just no light. And it felt like every time I was coming up, and even if, you know, like the way I could describe it is when you are in a, like you'd be down in a sea, in the sea, and you can see there's a bit of light, you know, the sunlight, but suddenly you go further down. And the ocean sweeping you in again, and you just, you're just constantly trying to go against this current and you are not able to get to the top. And that's just how it felt when I was using traditional therapy. I was getting somewhere and it was just like, whew, there's nothing for me to understand where the root cause was coming from and how to start nourishing that spiritual side of me. And
I can really resonate with that, because I think that was very much my experience with traditional therapy. Kind of going there and talking, but then not knowing what, like how I could help myself at home. Like, where the fuck do you even begin to like try and fill that space and like, you know, that pain that you've got right deep inside you? It just feels like it's untouchable.
Yeah, I mean, that's for me when I first started that. And I have to, I have to go right back into where I was at that time, and it was a shell, like it was a shell, mate. And the first thing I started to do was to journal, and that was the first thing I needed to do, because I needed to see where I was at, I needed to understand where I was at. And I remember journaling, and I had to stop journaling because the tears were just smudging the bloody paper, mate. I'm telling you, I was like, what's going on? I was like, oh God. I can't even journal. And then I'd be like, you know. So I started to journal, and I started to do, like, this would be a good exercise for everyone to see, like, for example, who you were before this person passed away. So who you were, and write a whole letter about everything about who, and just don't stop writing until you feel comfortable writing about everything about who you were before this person passed away, before you had this loss. Then I want you to then go and write a letter about where you are right now, exactly where you are right now. This can be 10 pages, this can be half a page. I imagine so many people are just going to just free write, and I just want you to free write and no editing, so that, oh my gosh, if my sister comes across this, or if my dad sees this, how are they going to, just no fear there. It has to be completely authentic. And for me, that's the first thing, because within spiritual growth, there cannot be any form of denial. There has to be, you have to be completely real with how you're feeling, and that your feelings are going to tell you what energy you're on, what frequency you're on. So literally write exactly where you are, how you're feeling from A to Z. I, you know, some people, they might need it more structured. So then you might want to write about how you're feeling about yourself, how you're feeling about your parents, how you're feeling about your finances, how you're feeling about your relationship with your partner. You know, you can break it down into different sections if you want, just so it's easier for you to write and then start looking at it and going, right, this is how I'm feeling, this is where I was. Then I want you to write about where you want to be, because that's where the optimism comes in. That's where the hope comes in, because it's no longer a barrier. There's no longer, but I want to be, but I just need to feel like this, but if I could only do this, but in itself is a barrier word, you know. And you start, It's about reprogramming your mind, even down to the language that you are using and the words that you are using, to reinforce a sense of movement of going forward. Because I've got this saying, forwards ever, backwards never. And you know, when you're writing about the future, you know, it's and I want to become this, and I'm going to feel like this, and I can do this, and I'm going to heal my relationships by doing this. And it takes a real work to start having those authentic conversations with yourself and then with other people.
And I absolutely love that. I think that is such a good task to do. Like, and I think people could get so much value from doing that.
Well, that's definitely good. I'd love to hear back from anyone who does do it.
Yeah, definitely.
And from
same.
You.
You can do it as well, girl.
I think I should. Yeah, I mean, I do. I'm such a huge advocate of journaling, and I know a lot of people that listen to this podcast are as well. But I do think kind of having that kind of structure, like you've just mentioned there, and giving yourself like a kind of task to do to really assess your journey and how you're feeling is so valuable. Because sometimes, like, just acknowledging our grief and our pain can be the hardest part. Like, actually like digging that out can literally be the hardest thing to do. But I suppose this takes on really well to the, you know, intuitive healing that you mentioned earlier. Because, you know, I think I always say this to people, is that, you know, grief is really difficult and there are a lot of resources out there, but the work has to come from within you. Like, you have to put the work in. And I think, obviously, you know, that intuitive healing could have a huge part to play in that.
Yeah, I agree with that, because when I'm working with clients, it's not for, I've got a big thing about therapists creating dependency for their clients for monetary value or monetary gain. And that's, for me, is not what it's about. It's about really allowing you to become your own healer, your own coach. Because when you suddenly learn how to do that for yourself, then you can not just do it for yourself, you can do it for others as well. And then you're not dependent on anyone. Yes, you can have a wonderful community with people that you can share with and you're going to constantly have breakthroughs with. However, it's so important that, you know, when you're learning to have intuitive healing is going to come from me, in terms of, yes, I'm going to be able to feel you out and understand where your energy is coming from and start moving you to a place of, you know, more self-empowerment, more self-awareness. But the true work, and I say to everyone, the true work is coming from you. So anybody that's going to say, oh, you're going to have this rapid transformation in like 6 months and you're going to be this person, nobody can guarantee where you're going to be. You can only make that guarantee for yourself, because you're the person that's got to do the work.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, somebody else can coach you and, you know, push you and give, you know, be on top of you. I'm that person, you know, like I'll be texting you, hello, excuse me, have you done the task? I've done the homework. Or I can feel something's not right here. I can feel you, or I've had this vision for you. So you have that. At the same time, you know, you're battling not just your own, you know, there's a saying, they say the spirit is willing, however the flesh is weak. I know that's biblical as well, in Proverbs or something. And that's the thing, so many of us do want to do the work and want to get to the other side, but the body is so used to its own habits on autopilot that you have to be the person to do the work, you know. And when I'm talking about spiritual healing, is I do also go into, you know, forms of understand, because I know everyone has a different form of it. But, you know, even things like crystal healing is so important, and understanding the different types of crystals that can, you know, be around you that just completely changes the frequency and the vibration of what's going on in your life, and changes that movement of energy being stagnant to a sense of flowing. And I feel that when you are, you know, how it really works is to be able to move blockages, and it's internal energy that's blocked that is causing that chemical change within the body. And when you are able to start moving that, that's when, you know, you can start feeling the sense of healing and the sense of happiness. And intuitive healing is going to not just be about someone having visions for you, it's about unlocking the pain in the body. And for me, dance therapy has always been positive because there's a lot of stress in the body when you're grieving, you know, and to release that through to raise your vibration by bodily movement, because you're moving, you're creating energy that's also going to be very healing for you. And it's about breathing that life into yourself. So, you know, this again, this is why I say it's a combination, while you're talking about spiritual intuitive healing, of doing things like breath work and understanding how to breathe through your pain and how to, you know, breathe life back into yourself. And, you know, we are more than just our bodies. We are more than just what we classify as our identity, like Tom or Alyssa or Ahmed or, you know, Andy, whatever your name may be. We're more than just that. We are a source of love. And when you can start filling yourself up with self-love and the love of others, you start to heal. It's when there is no love at all. And I know what that's like, to not have any sense of love for myself, any sense of hope for myself. And that's where I started to begin spiritually, was how was I nourishing my soul? And it was, you know, we can feed ourselves crap all the time if you want to eat rubbish. However, I found that even cleaning up my diet was powerful for me with my own spiritual healing. You know, the vibration of the food that I was eating, how I was cooking it, what types of food I ate. Like, I started to have more vegetables in my diet. I started to drink more water because, you know, you have, you know, I don't know if people understand about the ripple effects of water and the messages through water and how water affects our body anyway, not just on a sense of hydration, but the energy frequencies within water. You might find, I don't know if anyone's seen the experiment where you are, when you freeze water and you might play Mozart and crystallizes in a completely different way than if you put, if you played like rock, because that's where you can see the different frequencies. I don't know, have you ever heard of that? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. No, that's so interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, when we're talking about spirituality and energy, it's a huge platform in terms of understanding what energy is all about. Essentially, your energy is coming from within. It's coming from the words that you're saying. It's coming from the thoughts that you're thinking. And that, for me, is one of the most powerful things to overcome, is our own thoughts. And overcoming ourselves, because you can hit yourself on a record button and it's like repeat all the time. You're thinking, why has this happened to me? Why am I in this position? Why is my life like this? Why did this person have to go when they did? Why didn't I say this? Why didn't I just open the door? And, you know, why didn't I just turn the car around? It could be any reason or any kind of situation why this person's passed away. And you will consistently literally drive yourself crazy going over and over and over the same thing. And the truth is, it's how do you start moving yourself and navigating yourself into a space that is going to allow you to transmit that healing energy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I find it interesting because I think, you know, people hear the phrase like spiritual healing, they're probably like, for some people, I'd be like, oh, you know, that's rubbish. Like, what does that even mean? Blah, blah, blah. But the things that you're saying are things that are just so simple for us to incorporate into our daily lives. Like, even just like moving your body can raise your frequency. Like, just people going for a walk, and like you said, like nourishing yourself with like eating good foods, like you know straight away when you've fed yourself with these nourishing foods that you just feel good. And I think once you can incorporate these things into your life that do make you feel better, it just kind of brings that whole energy and vibration up with it.
Mm. And what I want people to understand is it's, you know, there's different brainwave patterns that are going on, you know, and it's about be understanding those brainwaves and about being able to get into that, you know, into that alpha state. So you can, so I would wake up, say, 3-4 a.m. in the morning in the alpha state where I'm just in the middle of like sleep and awake, and that's where I astral project. For those who don't understand astral projection, that's like, you know, the spiritual side of you leaving the body and going out to see other things. And for me, the big transition was when I was really understanding why I was able to have visions this clear and could see things that are going to happen sometimes 10 years in advance. Then I realize it's not just what I'm seeing with the naked eye, it's what I'm feeling, it's how I'm waking up. And that's when it became very important to me to understand that it's about understanding the feeling of where you're at. You need to understand where your feeling is. And when I'm getting people to the point to try and heal, it's also about connecting to or creating a memory or connecting to a memory of high frequency where that happiness really is. Where that true happiness was, where you were high on a real high, so you can start holding on to that and know how to start manifesting that through your own thoughts, through your own meditations, through your own prayers. And that's where it's at. Because if we talk about spiritual, it comes from Latin spiritus, which means breath of life. So you want to breathe life into yourself. Spiritually, it's about breathing life. Life is like air, you know. We cannot, that's how I explain to people like who don't understand sometimes what spirituality is. The wind is there, we cannot see it, but we can feel it, you know. Air is there, it's coming in and out, it's all around us. We can't necessarily see air, but we feel that it's there. It's the same thing spiritually when I feel, say, my aunt, or I feel like my grandfather close to me, I can feel them sometimes, you know. I can feel their energy around. And I know for some people they're going to have that feeling as well who have listened to this, and then for some they're going to be like, no way, not felt anything, mate, they've not come to me, or I've not felt anything like that, or I don't even believe in this. And then it's really about, what do you believe within yourself? Are you blocking things for yourself, you know? Are your own thoughts blocking your own healing? And that's so important. So I try and explain, it's the simple things that take you towards your own spiritual healing. And it's not, some people want to deep dive and go into real deep shadow work and look into their dark side, you know. And that's where deep intuitive healing can start happening in spiritual healing, because you're looking at your inner child work, you're looking at your you know, the traumas that happen before the losses even come into your life, which is just another layer of your healing. Yeah. Because for me, healing is very much a layered process. There is so many different things that can help create that healing. And another exercise I'd want to give everyone before I was to leave is to write down everything that's ever caused you pain.
Oh, interesting.
Now, people think that, oh, it has to be so traumatic, you know, oh, you know, it has to be such an intense loss. But pain can come from the fact that it was a child that said, oh, you've got a big nose, you know. And people think that's just such a minor thing, and we don't even realize what we carry from childhood. It could be the ice cream man decided to give your friend two flakes and you just one. Now, it sounds trivial for some people, however, it's,
they,
you
build
know
up
behind it, it's a sense of neglect, it's a sense of comparison, it's a sense of that person was better than me. And these things can be carried on, even blocking people from feeling good enough. It, you know, it can even, I've had clients where they've said, well, my mom used to give my brother more food on his plate than me, so she clearly loved him more than me. And that was never the case, you know. She actually didn't realize years later that her brother had an underlying condition that he literally burnt up so much more food. It was like he needed more food on his plate just to eat a little bit more.
Oh, wow.
And she just presumed all this time, because it was unspoken, that it was she neglected me, she didn't like me. And there's, you know, you just don't understand the layers of what can cause people's pain and people to block their own healing, because sometimes people think it's just the immediate loss, the grief or the loss of the parent, that is the main layer of healing, and it goes all the way back to so many different memories. So that's what I'd implore people to do, is to write down everything, and I mean everything. Don't leave one thing out. Anything, even if you think it's like, oh, as a child, oh, I shouldn't even be thinking about that. Everything, write every single thing down and look at where the pain is coming from, and then you can start working on it. Then we can start getting to you to the next stage of how you're feeling and of how you're healing, and then start doing the deep dive work of that intuitive healing for yourself, and spiritually getting you to a place that you feel more whole, more empowered, nourished, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's interesting when you said then, you know, I feel more whole, when we had this conversation of the week, didn't we, when we were talking about how when people are grieving they feel like this big hole has been left within them, and like you literally live your whole life feeling that there's the big hole inside you. And this is literally, I say this all the time to people, I say, like, I feel like this hole inside me can't be filled until I have a kid and I have that love that my mum had for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, you kind of come up with these ideas and these instances that are going to fill this hole in your, literally within you. And it's such a physical thing. Like, you really feel it.
I mean, it's amazing, because it's amazing that you say that, because I've had friends who have lost parents who have had a child, and even though they've not had a child, they've had two or three children, and when I've asked them, has it changed the pain for the loss, and they say no, they go, no, it hasn't. And I say, why? They're gone, because it's a different sense of loss. It's a different kind of love that a parent gives a child. So she's gone, I have a different respect for my mother. This is one particular, a different respect and love for my mother that I lost, because I understand how much love that truly is when a child gives you that wholeness, that love, that heartbeat. They're beautiful. She's gone, and I love my children with everything that I am. But she's gone, if I could still have a moment with my mom, I would.
Yeah,
you know. And I said to her, you know, we've been working together, and she said, you know, it really is about that level of acceptance. When I first lost someone, and I heard about this, I was like, wow, could you imagine if someone's actually agreed to this level of living or this life or whatever the case may be, and we are all here just to truly learn from each other and to understand to be grateful. The first thing is to have that level of gratitude that person was our mom, that our person was our dad. And even if they were not perfect, because no human is, we learned something from them. They gave something to the world. They gave something to me and a part of them spiritually, because I've come from them and has been connected to them, is always going to live on, truly going to live on. And I'm going to pass that on to somebody else. It's generational. People talk about generational trauma, and that's always going on. You know, people have had pain and trauma. Why don't we talk about generational love?
Yeah.
You know, generational love that gets passed on for us to, you know, not harness this as loss. But if we change the word loss, LOSS, I feel like I'm on a TV show. Change the S to the V. To make, you know, do you remember that bloody hell? Gosh, I'm taking everyone back to these old schools, mate. But like, when you turn loss into love, you know, you I guess when I look at loss, loss is a sense of, for me as well, that I've lost a love, a connection, a bond.
Yeah.
Have I really lost it? Because no, I haven't, because that person is very much, may not be physically here with me, but spiritually they're very much alive in me. They're very much a part of me, and I'm going to take the best from them, you know, and even take the worst from them to some degree, because it's like, oh my gosh, this person was not perfect, and they're teaching me how to live in a more wholesome life through their imperfections as well.
So true, so true.
You know? Yeah. And the same thing with, you know, the perfect parts of how we see them. How do we truly manifest in love and create something from that? Because we say it's a gap, and it's always going to feel like a gap, because we are humans. We like things that are tangible. You know, for us to touch it and feel it and hug it and hear them. And yet still, we can still manifest so much goodness from all of their energy, because their energy is still, for me, energy is always going. It has to move somewhere else. And if we are all energy, it has to move in a different way. And then it's how do we then create that energy and harness that energy and cultivate it so that we are vibrating at a level that these people would want us to be. Because I'm sure, you know, everyone listening, your moms and dads want you to live the best life possible and get the best help possible out there for you to feel more fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And not just to live for them, and not just to live for, not just to live for a hope to fill the gap, but live for the fact that they've had their time, and you are accepting of they had their time, and now you have your time, which is just as precious as theirs. And yet still you're going to create something not just for them, but for yourself and for your future generations that come after you, if you then choose to procreate, because some people might not even want to have children. Some people might.
But again, you know, that kind of goes to the people that they love, like their friendships, and you know, you pass on that kind of that energy and that feeling, don't you?
Yeah, because, and I do say to, you know, clients, be mindful of who you're around as well. You know, this is so important. When you're grieving, you are in a very sensitive state, and some people who don't even, who aren't even empathetic to a degree, they don't understand even empathy or have emotional intelligence, can also create a further sense of loneliness. So whilst I feel it's so important for us to have a good community around us, be mindful of who's in your community and are they really helping? And also, most importantly, is to self-soothe. I feel that self-soothing is the most powerful thing that we can do, because we are really pouring into our own spiritual energy, our own spiritual growth. We're breathing life into ourselves again. And this takes daily work. It takes daily work, new habits to be kicked in.
I was going to say, I think, you know, I think it would be really good to kind of end this podcast with, like, kind of, you know, I don't know, like your top three kind of tangible tips that people can incorporate into their lives to, you know, channel that energy and to kind of aid with that, like, intuitive healing.
Yeah, definitely. I think the first thing I would say to you is to, I feel like the first part is self-awareness. So I would say to you, you need to be able to see where you are, where you're at. You need to be able to see where your thoughts are, and to be aware of, you know, we have hundreds of thoughts, thousands of thoughts running through our brains all the time. The first thing to do is, when you catch yourself in a sense of sadness, when you catch yourself in a sense of despair or any sense of emptiness, I want you to immediately counteract it with something, even if it's your favorite song, if it's your favorite you know, thing to read. I want you to be able to pick up on it, how many times it's coming up, and write it down if you can, jot it in your phone, so you're starting to be aware of how many times these triggers are popping up, you know. And then to start reinforcing and re-embedding new habits and new life, new positive things and love back into your life. You know, even if you're going, if you see it and you think, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to make myself a nice cup of tea, or so I'm going to pamper myself when I keep feeling this and it comes back up, you're going to do something that counteracts that feeling. So I feel that self-awareness is the first thing to do. And two is to look after your health. You know, I always say to people, you know, be mindful of what you're eating and your eating habits and your exercising. This is so important when you're doing your intuitive healing, because food holds its own vibration, you know, and it's so important to cleanse your body. So I would say do a nice cleanse of your body, whether that's like your gut, and clean that out, and then do some fasting and meditation. Like you can do this for like 12 hours, a nice fast meditation on positive things. So you're starting to, you know, vibrate higher. That's so important because it raises your vibration. Your body's doing less physical work, and your spirit and your mind are becoming clearer because your body's now you're having to refocus and find your focus elsewhere, and that will help to help with your own intuitive healing. And then finally, I would say what's really important for you is to start connecting with your faith, like whatever your faith may be. That's really good for your healing because it brings hope and it brings joy. So everyone's from a different sense of, you know, everyone listening to this may be, some people may be atheists, some people may be Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, whatever the case may be. But to reconnect to what brings you back to basics for your own faith and spiritual health, and go back to that, because that's sometimes a very good basis to start with. And if you don't have that, if you've never been a spiritual person, then to truly start looking into people who can guide you on that path, that's a very good thing to do. And then we can kind of gauge where you're at, what your beliefs are, what their not beliefs are, how, you know, experiences you might have had, and then you can start really gauging how to go forward.
Yeah, so if people were interested in, you know, exploring this, and if they had any questions for you and wanted to kind of, you know, just get deeper into this, then where can they find you?
Well, they can find me at the Dana Show. They can find me on my Instagram, and I'm quite out there, people. You'll see that. But I keep it quite light for Instagram because I don't go as deep as I would with someone one-to-one. Yeah. They can find me on my website, www.danataylors.com, and they can find me on LinkedIn if they're on LinkedIn, at Dana Taylor. You'll find me on there. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I will also link to your Instagram and to your website in the show notes. So if anybody wants to go and have a quick browse now, then they can do. But yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, let us know if you try any of the things that Dana's suggested there, and, you know, especially kind of with the journaling and things like that. I think it would be amazing to hear back from people that have kind of tapped into something that they hadn't before kind of tried. So.
Yeah, because I'd love to hear back from you all, actually, especially based on the exercises, just to understand how it's helped you, because that's the most important thing, that that you're getting some sort of help and it's giving you some sort of nourishment and guidance, and you are feeling better about where you are, you know,
vibrating higher.
Yes, vibrating higher, man. You know.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you too. Thanks for having me on. I really enjoyed being on here with you.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Deborah Ankle Podcast. I so hope that you've enjoyed it and you found some comfort in the stories that you've heard here today. As always, I would just like to remind you that neither myself nor any of the guests that come onto the show are healthcare professionals. Therefore, if you do find yourself struggling with your grief, I highly recommend that you seek out professional help, whether that be from your GP or from the numerous charities out there that are available to you. Please also remember that you can reach out to us at any time on Instagram at DPC Podcast, on Facebook at The Dead Parent Club, and you can email us at dpcpodcast@hotmail.com. Alternatively, you can check out our website, where a resources page is also available, at www.dpcpodcast.co.uk. Also, please don't hesitate to contact me if you want to get involved in the podcast in any way, whether that be coming onto the show
or to write a blog for us as well if Parental Podcast isn't your thing. Thank you so much once again for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.